KJAN Sports. And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the Final Four is now set. Three really good teams and one that, well, at least has played really well lately. Syracuse, unheralded as a number 10 seed in the Midwest Regional, is headed to the Final Four. The Orange are the fourth double-digit seeded team in NCAA history to go to the Final Four, and the Cues rose to the occasion in shocking fashion. Syracuse trailed Virginia 54-39 midway through the second half before they went on a stunning 29-8 run in the final 9.5 minutes. During one stretch, Syracuse scored 15 straight points. The final was 68-62 in favor of Syracuse. After the game, Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim said he's never been prouder of any team in his 40-year coaching career. Malachi Richardson scored 21 of his 23 points in the second half. Michael Benajay and freshman Tyler Lydon each scored 11 points for Syracuse as they will face North Carolina Saturday in one national semifinal. North Carolina will be the only number one seed at the Final Four in Houston. The Tar Heels repelled a spirited Notre Dame comeback as they beat the Irish 88-74 as they won the East Regional last night. North Carolina is in the Final Four for a record 19th time and the first since the Tar Heels won it all in 2009. The Tar Heels had built an 11-point lead in the second half, but lost, and they lost it. But then they regained their composure to regain the lead, and they won handily. Bryce Johnson led the Tar Heels with 25 points and a dozen rebounds, while Marcus Page added 13 points, and all five North Carolina starters ended up in double figures. The other two spots in the national semifinals in Houston were determined on Saturday night, with Villanova and Oklahoma advancing. Both are number two seeds, but very deserving. They'll play the first game next Saturday. The championship game is set for Monday, April 4th. That's all going to be held in Houston. Monday's championship game next week. And, of course, the Final Four on Saturday night all will be played in Houston. Also in college basketball action yesterday in the CIT tournament semifinals, it was Columbia and UC Irvine advancing to the championship game. Columbia picks up an 80-65 win over the New Jersey Institute of Technology, while UC Irvine posting a 66-47 victory over Coastal Carolina in the two tournament semifinal games on Sunday. Also in college basketball news, Kevin Stallings is the new head basketball coach at Pittsburgh. The 55-year-old has left Vanderbilt after building a record of 332-220. In his career with Vandy and Illinois State, Stallings is 455 wins and 283 losses. His tenure with Vanderbilt included seven NCAA tournament berths and trips to the Sweet 16 in 2004 and in 2007. In the NBA on Sunday, it was the L.A. Clippers beating Denver 105-90. Sacramento beat Dallas 133-111. Indiana got by Houston 104-101. Golden State defeats Philadelphia 117-105. And Washington over the L.A. Lakers 101-88. Just three games in the National Hockey League on Sunday. It was Carolina beating New Jersey 3-2. Pittsburgh in overtime over the New York Rangers 3-2. And Chicago beat Vancouver by the score of, you guessed it, 3-2. All three National Hockey League games ending 3-2 yesterday. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals say third base coach Jose Oquendo is taking a medical leave of absence for the foreseeable future. Oquendo missed several days earlier this spring when he traveled to St. Louis for knee surgery. He returned to camp on March 20th, walking with the aid of crutches. He hasn't returned to the third base coach's box since that surgery. First base coach Bill Maloney handled third base coaching duties while Oquendo recovered, and he will continue to do so. Assistant hitting coach Bill Miller will coach first base, and he'll assume Oquendo's infield instruction duties. Derek May, the Cardinals' minor league hitting coordinator, will serve as St. Louis' assistant hitting coach. The 52-year-old Oquendo has been part of the Cardinals' major league coaching staff since 1999. Elsewhere in baseball, All-Star outfielder Michael Brantley won't be with the Cleveland Indians when they open up the season. The club's announced that after playing in two exhibition games, Brantley reported residual soreness in his surgically repaired right shoulder. Brantley underwent the operation in November. He had hoped to be ready for the start of the season, although the doctors said it would probably take a little bit longer. The Atlanta Braves have acquired left-handed reliever Eric O'Flaherty from the Pittsburgh Pirates for cash considerations. The 31-year-old pitched for the Braves between 2009 and 2013. O'Flaherty, who had Tommy John surgery in 2013, had signed a minor league deal with Pittsburgh last month. He has a 3.24 career ERA and 435 appearances with four teams in his major league career. In another move, the Braves acquired outfielder Tyler Moore from the Nationals in exchange for minor league first baseman Nate Freiman. The Nationals waived Moore and outrighted him off the 40-man roster to AAA Syracuse earlier in the week. Moore has played in 277 games for Washington over the past four seasons. In golf news, Jason Day, the winner of last week's Arnold Palmer Invitational and last year's PGA Championship, has won the Dell Match Play event in Austin, Texas. The new world number one needed just 14 holes to beat Louis Oosthuizen 5-4 yesterday. Rafa Cabrera-Bello of Spain won the consolation with a win over Rory McIlroy by a count of 3-2. Day has now won the match play tournament in two of the last 3 years. That victory is his ninth in total on the PGA Tour. It took a playoff, but the winner of the PGA's Puerto Rico Open is Tony Finau. He finished regulation tied with Steve Marino at 12 under par. Finau closed out the win on the third hole of the playoff. It's his first win on the professional golfers tour. Tim Fincham has signed on for one more year as the PGA Tour commissioner, even though he might not stay that long. He's been the commissioner of men's golf since 1994. His latest contract was to expire on June 1st, but he now says the PGA Tour board has extended his contract until June of 2017. Earlier this week, Deputy Commissioner Jay Monahan was given the title of Chief Operating Officer. Fincham says Monahan already has been running the day-to-day operations of the tour and that he is pleased with that transition plan. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.